Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I have what I'd like to call a first world fitness tracking problem. As you know, I travel quite a bit, and so therefore I, in a week, I'm working out in different time zones quite often, in fact. I'm usually jogging well every day, and with an Apple Watch, of course, it, you know, keeps track of that, and I can, you know, I mark the, you know, the workouts and that kind of thing, and of course, all my steps and standing and all of that stuff. They all get tracked. But sometimes that happens during, during times when I'm like, well, in shiny metal tubes, traveling on the airplanes. And so, you know, it is actually a challenge to meet the stand goal at times because of, you know, seating arrangements in an airplane. So that's one thing. But the changing time zones is a whole different thing. And in fact, it's because it seems like, and maybe, you know, maybe Apple didn't consider this as part of their design criteria, is that it kind of keeps track of things well over a 24-hour period, but it really doesn't keep track of the fact that, well, during some of that stuff, well, you may have done it during a different time zone. And so when you start looking at your rings, of course, if you start in, let's say, London in the day, which I did, I did an early morning workout at, you know, it's 6 a.m., I think, give or take. And so when I started, that was when I did it. I made all the rings go around before I changed time. Officially, had landed back in Seattle, and I actually had made a point of standing up every hour, which was really easy because I happened to have nobody sitting next to me, and so it was and I was sitting on an aisle, so therefore really easy to get up and move around as I needed to. But of course, when you look at the rings after I've landed, then it looks like my Friday was kind of a bust. And in fact, if you look at the workouts that I did, they were logged against Thursday because if you subtract 8 hours from Seattle, the workout actually happened at 10 p.m. So I'm not quite sure how Apple handles that. And, you know, so it's one of those like, okay, you know, give me the perfect week. I did it, you know. And in fact, it seems to me that none of these tracking apps really, and it happens too with the Mi Fit or the Mi Band that I'm using for sleep tracking. It works okay for that, and yeah, that's another particular that's another one that doesn't seem to really figure out the time zone thing, and even just logging blood glucose, I don't bother to change the time zone of my handheld device. It's not a smart device by any stretch. It's a dumb, and so I just leave it alone. When I log it in, when I log it in Apple HealthKit, I have to log it in terms of local time zones. And again, it just seems like nothing really handles time zones very well. It's a first world health tracking issue. And so if they're building, achievements based on doing something every day, well, sometimes the day is really short because you end up in, a different, you know, 10 time zones away, in fact, which is not uncommon for me. You go 10 hours ahead or you go 10 hours behind. So it seems to me that these tracking apps, yeah, they could, you know, again, this is why I consider this a first world health tracking issue. Is my goal is to do something every day, and sometimes it's only for half an hour and other times it's for an hour. Kind of depends on where I'm going, where I'm at and what I have access to do, and sometimes that's getting it logged against the right day is, you know, I guess a challenge. But maybe it's just me. I mean, I know that I'm doing the right thing every day. I'm making sure that I'm active and, you know, and standing up and getting out there and jogging. It's definitely a first world problem that it seems that none of these devices ever seem to take into account, or track properly. So as a result, some of the achievements are, maybe not recognized as a result of that. And that's the issue, I guess, is that things get logged on the wrong day. It wouldn't be that difficult to add time zone support to all of this, but, And that does, they also don't make allowances for, hey, you're on an airplane. So I've missed out on a couple of goals as a result of not being able to stand up on an airplane, but I meet the move goal every day. I guess that's the important thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.